This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I have a question for you, because I know some of you are new to the program, but are you finally off your antidepressant meds? Oh, you have been taking them, but now you're waking up healthy. You don't need them anymore. You might even have something that has been lacking in your life for quite some time, as long as, what, 8 years? That would be called a job. And if you're really lucky, you may even now have a good job. Thanks, conservatives, and mostly, thank you, Donald Trump. So what we do today, what we're going to do today, and what we do each and every day is we talk about the liberals and the problems that they give us and then expect us to solve. And I'll give you a good example. There was a kid, he's an illegal, he goes to some college that pays his way, and he won what's called a leadership award. They gave it to him on Cinco de Mayo because he's an illegal Mexican. And they decided, you know what? He deserves this. I don't know why. And after he got it, he then advocated for beating the crap out of white people. That's what he put on his Twitter page. And then I love this part of the story where they say he's an atheist because heaven has borders. That's what made him decide he was going to be an atheist. It wasn't that God had forsaken him or whatever. It was because he learned that heaven had borders. Heaven has rules to get you in. Kind of like a nightclub in New York. They don't just let anybody in. You know, it's funny. If you ask liberals, hey, what do you feel about the Harvard Club? You know, what do you feel about the discrimination of the Ivy League that won't just let in any student? You know what's interesting? Harvard and Yale and Columbia and all these other elite, so-called elite schools, they're really not. But these are schools that will only allow certain people in, people with good grades, or they have a certain number, a sliver of affirmative action types. For example, there was a young lady, she's an Arab chick. I was seeing the story when I was in Texas. And she was discussing the fact that she got into 7 out of the 8 Ivy League schools or whatever the number. She only one of them didn't accept her. You know, the Islamophobic school. I don't know which one it was. They didn't call it out. But the one didn't accept her. And I don't know why. Is it better than the others? But 7 out of 8, I believe, did accept her. And she was glowing. Another acceptance. And she was determining where she was going to go. And she's going to go to Yale. And she said, you know, all Muslims are not alike. And her father's, they're from Algeria, I believe. And everybody's aglow because all these Ivy League schools accepted the Muslim girl. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to tell you that she didn't earn it. They saw her name. It became a bit of a cult thing to say, look, let's accept her because she's a Muslim girl. But here's what really stuck out most for me when I was evaluating this story. And it is the fact that in her own country, she couldn't get an education. She would be subjugated as a citizen. But in America, she can get an education. And she says she hopes to run for office. She wants to explain to Americans what it's like to be Muslim and give us some idea of the culture, because we don't know. I would suggest she take her butt back over to Algeria and explain to them what it's like to be an American. It's just my take on things, but you know, maybe I'm just being a little bit too logical here. You've heard of the saying, your inner child, right? Leftists don't have inner child. They have inner idiots. And sadly, the person who has taken over the outside of leftists is their outer idiot. So, you know, this idea that there's some redeeming quality, like, oh, that he's just getting in touch with his inner child. It's like a leftist man trying to get in touch with his inner man. It doesn't happen. He can't. That person doesn't exist. He can get in touch with his inner eunuch. He can get in touch with his inner metrosexual. But he can't get in touch with an inner man. You cannot get in touch with what is not there. Oh, my gosh. Just more and more crazy things happening all week. I don't know if you watched any sports. I didn't watch much sports. One of my buddies is a big basketball fan. He tried to get me to watch the basketball game. And, yeah, I just have no interest in it. I want to see a bunch of babies. I want to see a bunch of leftists, you know, complaining about something, talking about Black Lives Matter, this or that. Quite a few other things that came up that quite frankly, are horrible. Horrible. There was a story. What is that that came up? It was one of these. Oh, well, I'll tell you a quick one before we get into that one. This one's kind of a feel-good story. I'm just running through some things for you guys. This is not the normal format of the show, but I just want to run through a few things. And I'm also trying to catch my wind. Oops, hit the microphone. Anyway, this is a feel-good story. Apparently, some Muslim guys were mouthing off in China on the subways. They were stopped at a mall, you know, at a location where a mall was. And they were yelling at these Chinese people, F you, this, that, and the other. And finally, one of the Muslims got the nerve up, and he decided to hit one of the Chinese woman. And I got to tell you, the Chinese took care of business. They were beating the living daylights out of these guys. Now, I've been chronicling what's going on in China. I told you guys the other day, they don't want any kids with Muslim names. You can't get Chinese assistance if you have Muslim names. You cannot. Muslim kids must now go to school with the Chinese kids with no special, you know, no perks or anything. They're not catering to them. But the biggest thing is when your society starts to fight back. And this wasn't government jumping involved. This was Chinese men who said, enough is enough. Now, having lived there, it takes a lot. I'm gonna tell you, it takes a lot to get. In fact, the entire time I was there, I never saw Chinese guys go at it. Now, keep in mind, I was in business, but except one time, I watched Chinese guys go at it, and it was because one of the guys I was with dated a very lovely Chinese woman who was Miss China, and the Chinese men didn't take it very well. And so my friend spoke Chinese. He's a white guy, and he happens to be a very good fighter, and he took no mess from him. But that was the only time I saw Chinese get upset, and these guys were drinking and, you know, felt like their women were being, you know, taken advantage of by the Gaijiang. So that was that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Blasphemy laws and a host of other things that I think are interesting to me, and I hope they're as interesting to you. Listening to Kevin Jackson over here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I gotta tell you, I can't stand leftists. And here's why. We have a situation. This story is truly going to blow your mind. And you know, I'm proud to say we do this every day. This has become, you know, mama's milk for the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, by the way. But we spend a lot of time with the government telling us how to be. They tell us what words we can say. They tell us, they literally treat us like prisoners. They tell us where we can go, when we can go, things like this. I know it seems a little strange when I say that, but if you really stop and analyze it, they do. They're very obtrusive. They tell you a lot that you go, I'm not a baby. They tell you how to raise your kids, you know, what schools they can go to, and you're restricted to certain ones. Unless, of course, you have money. But what really bugs me about them is when they tell us that we, what size we need to be. For example, they say, well, you're too fat. Your body mass index is too large or what have you. And that's exactly what the government has done. They tell us, you're too fat. They say, when you're too fat, you're unhealthy. And guys like Bloomberg say, well, if the reason why you're too fat is because you don't know the nutritional value of things or what have you. Or they say things like, well, you do know the nutritional value and you don't know how to abstain. So we're going to make sure you only can drink 16-ounce sodas versus 32-ounce sodas or 17-ounce sodas. So that's what bugs me. But then after they tell you you're too fat, then they go, you know, maybe we were wrong. Maybe it's that you were too thin. And we talk about this all the time. They'll say things like, well, you should only have one glass of red wine per day and it will help you. And then they go, oh, don't have one glass. You must have two. And then they tell you, no, the tannins in red wine will wrinkle your skin. You know, and it's the same with coffee, or it's the same with caffeine being in coffee. Whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. So you should get the flu shot. Oh, I don't know if you should get the flu shot. So we're always left in a quandary. And you guys know Michelle Obama put a ton of focus on get fit. And, you know, they were always sporting her arms as if she was the Pied Piper of all things fit, and so on and so forth. And it's ridiculous to me, because you're going to die when you die. And the level of fitness or the level of whatever you wish to achieve should be based on what you like, you know, how you feel. I have people come up to me all the time. They'll say, you know, Kevin, you're really fit. I'm trying to lose another 10 pounds. What? I can't believe. Yeah, well, you can't believe. Good for you. You know, if my body was based on you, I understand you couldn't believe. But guess what? I'm not happy at this weight or this size or this look. I have a friend. His name is Jason. And he's a wrestler and a lifter. And saw him the other day. Our sons played baseball together. And Jason's thick, and he's telling me he wants to gain like another 50 pounds. And I'm like, what? I mean, the dude's already thick. 50 pounds. I'm going, where are you going to put that? On your head? But he wants that. So I was like, well, okay. You know, I mean, I don't get it. But and he's probably looking at me going, look at that little dude that, you know, could gain another 75, 80 pounds. But that's each his own. That's why we're all different. So, anyway, the reason why I'm bringing all this up is there's a law that was passed in France that bans the use of unhealthy thin model. God, this smell is taking my breath away. Sorry, guys. But yeah, I rub my hands on that stupid cleanser we have, and every time I do that, I forget when we go through a break, but it takes my breath away. It bugs me. Remind me not to do that. Anyway, there's this law in France that says that the use of unhealthily thin fashion models can no longer be done. Unhealthily thin models. You're going to love this part. Models will need to provide a doctor's certificate attesting to their overall physical health, with special regard to their BMI, a measure of weight in relation to height. So, here in America... And I don't know if this is a sign of the times, but we got a former first lady who's obsessed with BMI on the fat end. And now we have France who's obsessed with BMI and models on the other end of the spectrum, the thinner end. And I don't know if any of you've spent a lot of time in France, but the people are relatively small in comparison to America, and even though they eat a lot of butter and they eat a lot of... cheddar, cheese, but they're still relatively thin. I just don't get this. Now, if you want to regulate the modeling industry, then you could say, I mean, I don't even know how you could do that. That just makes no sense to me. If some people, I'll use me as an example. I don't like waif-thin models. I think these girls coming down the runway, they look anorexic and sick to me. But apparently, somebody thinks that they make the best people to wear your clothes. Okay, fine. But, you know, and I'll admit, the clothes do fall relatively good, you know, and flow off of these very thin girls. But personally, I prefer a woman with a little more, you know, meat on her bones is the way we would put it. And I believe women are beautiful from, you know, even at that size, all the way up
to very, you know, to large girls. It depends on how they carry it and a bunch of other stuff. So that's just my personal opinion. But for the government to get involved, I just don't understand. The health ministry says the aim is to fight eating disorders and inaccessible ideals of beauty. Well, then ban liberalism. They're the ones that create these impossible standards of beauty. They're the ones that make women feel like they're never good enough. So anyway, another thing that's coming out of this which could ruin things for Oprah. Images where a model's appearance has been manipulated will need to be marked photographie retouchée, which means a retouched photograph. Photographie retouchée. And I was thinking, if you have to mark retouched photograph on every photograph that, you know, models do, or God forbid, you know, these starlets in Hollywood, and what they should do is they should make them have to post real photographs. Can you imagine if they posted the real looks of some of these women in Hollywood? Oh my gosh. I've seen, there's a picture of Julia Roberts and Christina Applegate and Alyssa Milano that, like, they, you know, these paparazzi caught them in the, you know, without makeup and all that, not in the raw, but without makeup. Horrible. Horrible. I mean, it is an impossible standard of beauty that's being made up by makeup artists. They're not nearly as fit as they make them. The Photoshop people squeeze in their buns and lift up their boobs and all this. It is an impossible standard. But anyway, I just think that this thing in France, this is way too much. This is government overreach in a way that I never would have thought we'd even be talking about. If you want to be 100 pounds overweight or underweight, as far as I'm concerned, it's your business.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you are hanging in there. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What do we got? What are we going to talk about? I've got this site called TeaPartyCommunity.com, and it is a site that competes with Facebook. And I know you go ahead, have your chuckle, have your laugh. Go for it. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to laugh that off. Okay, so we've got 170,000 people, and I know Zuckerberg is shaking in his baby seal leather boots at the prospect of conservatives gathering together to compete against Facebook. Laugh if you will, audience. Laugh if you will. But let me tell you something. You shouldn't be laughing. You should be joining. You should be over there excited about the idea that we can pull 60 million people off of Facebook and start going after our own agenda and setting that agenda. Think about the power of, for example, the NRA, with less than 5 million members, what they've been able to accomplish with the Second Amendment. And imagine that across the platform of the Constitution, where 60 million people with special interests that involve around, let's say, for example, the 10th Amendment or the 14th Amendment. I'd like to do the 14th Amendment. Let's do the 14th Amendment, where you're talking about, the sovereignty of the citizenship, and how it was applied to slavery, but it's being applied to illegals. Somebody being born in this country, they say, is a citizen. That doesn't make you a citizen of a country because you're born there. So, I mean, in the sense that your parents come, your mom drops the baby there while she's on a visa or something, that doesn't make you a citizen of America. The left has used this against us for so long. So I want you to imagine if we decided that's no longer going to be. I want you to imagine if 4 million people together, as a group, fought illegal immigration and explained it from a different perspective, from the legal perspective, from all. So imagine that. Imagine if there were 4 million people who were fighting against the Islamization of America and not just Pamela Geller and Brigitte Gabrielle. That organization. And with illegal immigration, it's not just FAIR and other organizations like that, but it's millions of people backing them up, writing to Congress every day, faxing, protesting, and more importantly, building memes and concepts that are conservative, calling radio shows and calling these frauds out for sanctuary cities and calling them out every time an illegal commits a crime against a citizen. And then waging lawsuits against these various municipalities that I just read a story the other day. They're going to spend $300,000 in Sacramento to protect illegals. They're taking that money away from tax-paying American citizens. They're taking the money that tax-paying American citizens put into a fund, and they're going to protect illegals. They're giving them more rights. We talked about another story the other day where the illegals are now going to get another layer of protection because the judges are no longer going to make their crimes felonies or things that rise to the level where ICE can come get them. Imagine if you were a citizen and you caught a dope charge or something, and it's a felony and you go to prison, but they let old Miguel off because they don't want him to be deported. How would you feel about that? This is the type of thing where you find you got to shake your head and go, I mean, I'm not trying to make, you know, dope dealing citizens, put them above anybody else. But the point is, whatever you're accused of, there should be no illegal that gets a better break than you. They get a break on their taxes. They get a break on, you know, they get all the benefits of citizenship currently in these so-called sanctuary cities and sanctuary states with none of the downside. You cover the downside. That is patently ridiculous, and we should be dealing with it. And it's because of the media complex that allows this to happen. And one instance I really believe, and this is growing, the reason why I brought up Tea Party Community is because I want to talk about Facebook. Facebook has serious issues. The most serious issue is it is anti-conservative. Now, I'm not going to bore you with the details, but you know this. If you're on it, you know you can get banned. You can get in probation and purgatory for 3 days, a week, 30 days. They can pull your complete page. They can pull stuff off your feed. They send you nice little warnings that say, don't say anything bad about Muslims and stuff like this. And we're going to talk about that in a second, about anti-defamation speech in Europe and how you can end up in prison over saying something bad about Islam. But anyway, here's a story. I'm going to read this. The video was on Facebook for 20 hours. It showed Wutisan Wongtale, a 20-year-old man in Thailand, slipping a noose over his 11-month-old daughter's neck and dropping her off the side of a building to her death. Off camera, Wongtale then committed suicide. But his Facebook video outlived him and continued to spread for nearly an entire day. According to a Wall Street Journal tally, more than 50 acts of violence, including murders, suicides, and sexual assault have been broadcast over Facebook Live since the feature launched 13 months ago. Until recently, it seemed the company's only response to humanity's inhumanity was the promise of better technology. After a user broadcast his intention to kill someone over Facebook, and 5 minutes later, on April 16th, made a video in which he fatally shot a 74-year-old man, Facebook's vice president of global relations declared that the company was, quote, exploring ways that new technologies can help us make sure Facebook is a safe environment. So what's funny to me is Facebook believes it can solve these problems with technology. So Facebook says, no, that wouldn't have happened had we not been able to do Facebook Live. Or maybe if there were a 15-second delay, maybe that crazy black dude wouldn't have shot that old black man who was minding his own business and had just left a party or something and was going home. You know, how do you rationalize something like that happening and your response is this inhuman, you know, well, if we had better technology, that could happen. We talked about a gang rape of a young black girl by whatever number, 4 or 5 young black men in Chicago. And Facebook thinks that, oh, we can stop that through our technology. See, this is what's interesting to me about this from the perspective of Facebook. Is Zuckerberg isn't saying, look, it's like our tech. It would be like me saying, I can't, controlling the cell phone. That you have a video camera on your cell phone. For all I know, those stupid kids would have raped this girl and videotaped it on their cell phone. And it wouldn't surprise me if somebody did it. Okay? But I can no more stop that than I can stop what the technology. The technology is the technology. We give everybody effectively a platform to express themselves. YouTube could say everybody could be a star. Everybody can make their own movies, if you will. And God knows we've seen them. I mean, I just talked about two black chicks brawling at a welfare office in front of kids and God and everybody. And YouTube allowed that to be broadcast. Everybody can be a star. But you know what they're never going to address? You know what Facebook and Zuckerberg are never going to admit to? They're never going to admit to the fact that those liberals and their policies, they allow this hedonism and these heathens and these malcontents, miscreants, whatever you want to call them, to commit these crimes. That's what they should be looking at. It isn't about what the technology does. And here's another thing, in case Zuckerberg is monitoring the show, and we know that he does. No, I'm kidding. He probably doesn't. But then again, he could. But Zuckerberg could put better things out there. He could say, you know what? I want to make more wholesome things. I'm going to give priority to family-oriented things, where a father and a daughter go out to a dance together, or a mother and son, or the family gets out and does whatever. He has the control through his technology to do monumental things. And you know what he wants to do? He wants to make money. He wants to figure out a way to make money. He wants to take, trust me when I tell you this, he'd never admit it, but it's a fact. You take the video of that guy who killed that black dude who got out of his car because he was mad at some woman, and then he killed that 74-year-old black man. Let me tell you, Zuckerberg, I don't know how much he made, but that video was viral. When you hear a viral video, Zuckerberg makes a fortune. It's fractional pennies. But I want you to consider the number of videos that are shown on Facebook. I'll give you a good example from my own. I have a video that got over 20 million views. Now, if I had that video on my website and it got 20 million views, it would probably have generated along the range of $50,000 to $75,000 to me. Anybody want to take a guess how much Zuckerberg sent to the Jackson household? Well, if you're thinking zero, then you would be correct. I got nothing. And every video that I've posted prior to that or in practically since that, I've gotten nothing. But Zuckerberg makes money. And he's not going to tell you the dirty little secret of whether he's broadcasting some violent criminal act or he's broadcasting somebody's, you know, dog doing a trick or whatever. He's making money. But the bigger issue is he has the ability to choose. And just like Facebook has chosen to go after conservatives, the same way that Barack Obama's IRS did with Lois Lerner, he's done that with us. If you think that he's going to try to change culture for the better, you're wrong. He said Facebook should connect the world, and that's a great thing. I think I love the concept of Facebook. But like I've said many times, Zuckerberg didn't realize just how much power he had until he started playing around with this tool. He's like, remember when Peter Parker became Spider-Man and he was trying to figure out all the powers he had and he'd noticed the little hairs growing out of his fingers and then he noticed that he could start spraying, you know, the webs and all that. And over time, he became better at it. That's what's happening to Zuckerberg. He's getting better at the potential for evil. And we buy into it every day.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Welcome back. So I was talking about Zuckerberg and Facebook and the power that now lies in the hands of this millennial 30-something guy who's obviously very bright. You got to give him that. But he's Richie Rich meets Dr. Evil. And he doesn't get it. I don't know how old the guy is, but he's up there enough to where you think, okay, he's starting to get some frame of reference. No, he isn't, and he never will. See, the problem is he got too much too quick. And he's never struggled. I don't know what his background is, but I can tell you this. He's never eaten out of a garbage can or missed a meal. because his folks are probably okay. You know, he went to good schools. He's a bright guy. So his frame of reference is different. The only frame of reference he has is what he's been taught. It isn't what he's lived. And now that he has the money, he can't see the poverty and all that. He can have people bring him information, but it isn't like having lived it. You know, I tell stories about poverty where, like, I went to my brother's house, and all he had was a thing of water in his refrigerator, half a gallon of water when it was one, like a milk jug, half a gallon of water. And my niece and nephew come up to me, and they're hungry. Uncle Kevin, we're so hungry. And I went, well, go get something to eat. Let's go in the kitchen and see what you got. And I look in the refrigerator, and when I tell you that that's all was in the refrigerator, that was all that was in the refrigerator. They didn't have mustard. They didn't have ketchup. They didn't have, you know, bread that was almost to the, you know, to the last, the, you know, the two butts, the, you know, the butt ends or anything. They didn't have bologna that was all shriveled up, you know, nothing. They didn't have an old molded thing of cheese. They didn't have a couple of eggs. They didn't have pickles, relish, anything. You know, on the side of the refrigerator door, you put all that extra stuff that you get out kind of quite often. It doesn't spoil as quickly because, and here's my PSA for the day, don't put your stuff there that spoils quickly because it'll spoil quicker there than it will on the interior. Anyway, you're welcome. So if you look inside of somebody's refrigerator, no matter how poor they are, I can almost guarantee you will see more than a gallon jug that's half full of water. But that is all my brother had in his refrigerator. I couldn't believe it. I looked in the freezer. You'd think there'd be some freezer burned peas or some okra or something. There was nothing. So I go to my grandmother. I'm like 17 years old. I go to my grandmother and I go, these kids are hungry, and there's nothing. My grandmother looked at me like, boy, that's something. I'm like, I'm telling you, there's nothing in the refrigerator. And she didn't bother to look because I convinced her there was nothing in there. So my grandfather gave me $10, and I drove to get some chicken. And I got to tell you, I brought that chicken back, and you would have thought that it was a kill in the African Serengeti with a pride of lions, the way these kids were eating this chicken. I mean, they dove into it like we had to kill the chicken and eat it there. It was dead, I promise you. Churches cooked it. They dove into it. And I didn't even have the heart to eat because I wanted them to have more chicken. I wanted them to have something left over that they could eat the next day. So my brother comes in and he says to me, you know, because my grandparents are talking to his wife, who's ill at the time, and he comes into the room and he says to me, you know, bro, it's one thing when I have missed meals and I haven't eaten, but it's another when my kids don't. And I'm looking at him going, you're doggone right it is. Why, you know, why aren't you guys handling your business? And I was mad at him. I'm like, you're doggone right. There's no reason why these kids shouldn't be eating regularly. But I just dismissed it because he was obviously in a time of pain. There was no sense in jumping on him at the time, but that's what I was thinking. So here's my point. Guys like Zuckerberg don't know that. Guys like Zuckerberg, when I traveled and I lived in China, I traveled through the Far East and traveled through many, many parts of Africa. You see abject poverty, but I saw it for what it was because you know what it made me think? It made me think about my life growing up, you know, having to get adopted by my grandparents because my mother died. And thinking, you know, life sucks. You know, your mom dies, you go through all kinds of stuff that you don't get to handle because you're, you know, there are issues related to, you know, being poor. You don't get counseling, you know, things like that. But as I traveled throughout the world and I would see these kids whose father had been killed for, you know, whatever reason, maybe by warring factions, moms had died of AIDS or malaria or whatever. And they're being raised by grandparents or whatever. And suddenly I'm going, you know what? Things aren't that bad for me. You understand that your life in perspective is very good. And yes, is there quote better? Perhaps. But you also learn to respect what you have. And here's what I learned at a very early age, having traveled. And I traveled with a rich family who my folks worked for. But they didn't, like, hide anything from me. And I always knew that no matter the fact that I was traveling with them and on their behalf, it didn't mean I could come back anytime I wanted. I didn't have the budget to go there and, you know, get a bunch of Africans who were going to pack up the Jeeps and make sure we're protected and set up, you know, the camps and all that stuff. I was fortunate to be there, but I was observant of everything around me, and I watched these little kids and their fathers and mothers doing all the work on behalf of these safari crews, and you get it. You understand. You know what? There, by the grace of God, go. I told many people, I'm so glad my DNA got assembled in America and not somewhere else. So Zuckerberg and that ilk, Sergey Brin of Google, they have no clue of what's going on in the real world, and they never will. And you can bring them to them. We get kids adopted, 100 kids adopted every year. I understand that. Why? Because I was adopted. And you know why the charity we do gets kids adopted as siblings is because my brother and I got adopted together. We got to stay together. You know how many adoptions that they don't get to stay together? So the kids lose touch and they no longer have that sense of familiarity, that, and certainly from a familial point of view, they lose a brother or a sister who goes to live with a completely different family. You lose a sense of connection. You lose this idea of protection in some cases. If the older brother or the older sister moves away, that may have been your only protector, even against your parent, your mother, or your mother's boyfriend, or something like that. That may have been your only source of protection. So they know nothing. And yet they keep tinkering with this big toy, this toy called Facebook, that's going to make this kid billions, and already has made him billions of dollars. And eventually, at the rate that it's going, it could make him a trillionaire. They say there's a rush between who will be the first trillionaire. Will it be Bill Gates or will it be Jeff Bezos of Amazon? Now, Bezos hates Trump, hates conservatives, and you know what? We give our money to this fool every single day, and he may be the first trillionaire. I want you to think about this guy being worth $72 billion and what he can do. He bought the Washington Times, the Washington Times, in order to give, or no, maybe it was the Post. I forget which one. The one's a conservative one. But anyway, no, the Post. He bought the Washington Post, and he bought it strictly to go after Donald Trump. He doesn't care that it's losing money. He's worth $72 billion. He could say, fine, guys, take a billion, hire the people you need. I don't care. Lose money, just go after Trump. And that's essentially what they do. And now he's getting into TV, and so is Zuckerberg. I read this on Gizmodo. Facebook, they say, which is definitely, quote, not a media company. They don't want to be considered media, but 40% of Americans get their news through Facebook. But they're planning to launch about 24 original TV-like programs in mid-June. Yeah. So you're going to see the opening credits to Facebook stuff coming through your feed in mid-June. And here's what I'll guarantee you. It will not be about your values. He doesn't care. So in December, rumors started flying that this was going to happen, that Facebook was looking to follow Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, and the original content game. And now multiple sources have told this, I'm reading this, Business Insider, that those plans are well underway. Now, here's the interesting thing. Think about the audience Facebook has. I want you to think about network TV where these guys are fighting for Nielsen ratings and, you know, oh, please, I hope I can get 4.3 million people to watch so my cum ends up being this or that. Well, that's a radio term. But you get they want to be able to say this is where we rate this week, and then they have sweeps and all that stuff. I want you to imagine a guy who's got 1.5, probably close to 2 billion people now in his service, and he wants to be at 3.5 billion by the year 2020. He wants to have almost half the planet on his platform. He can influence and determine who sees what anytime he wants. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because I'm a management consultant, and I was a bit of a futurist. I tried to do predictive modeling, and it was called risk. So you look at the future and you say, what is the risk? So if I were looking at nationwide media, I would say the risk for you media is you're going to be gone. You're going to be, unless you capitulate to Facebook, you better have another strategy. I would look at Hollywood and say, Hollywood, if you think you're going to have a future when a guy's got all the people that can pay to see a movie already on his at his disposal, you better be looking at a different future. And I say to conservatives, if you think that Facebook is going to become more friendly when they, you know, get these 2 billion people to you, you better be thinking about a different strategy.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.